You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has a record number of women in our federal parliament at the moment, but in the past decade, we've fallen from the 15th to the 51st position when it comes to representation in parliament. Women's leadership movement, Future Women's Emily Brooks, says this is because Australia is making gains in representation, but they're not good enough to keep up on a global scale.
When you actually look at the numbers, we're not doing too badly in terms of our history, but the problem is we're not moving as fast as the rest of the world.
Future Women is launching its Her Vote campaign, aiming to amplify the voices of women and encourage them to engage in politics ahead of the federal election, and hoping to change Australia's record with female representation in Parliament. To launch the campaign, Future Women will host a town hall-style event on Friday, bringing together female politicians and candidates to talk about the representation in politics and how we can improve that heading into the future. Ms. Brooks says the event is an important space for women to connect with each other, as well as hear from female candidates from across the political spectrum to inform their opinions ahead of the federal election.
The problem is women feel so disenfranchised, they feel like they can't do anything. And that frustrates me that they feel that way. So I think women should come to this event because they aren't hopeless, their vote counts, but it's about being as engaged as you can to make the best opinion or to be the most informed you can be when you head to the ballot box.
University of Technology Sydney Institute of Public Policy and Governance, Professor Roberta Ryan, says initiatives to encourage women into politics and inform female voters are important, because without encouragement from their peers, women are unlikely to put their name down as a candidate.
Part of the issue is having women themselves feel as though this is something that they should put themselves forward for. So any activities that encourage women to think of themselves seriously as potential candidates, but also that can provide them with a bit of an insight, a bit of intel into what it's like, what are the sorts of skills that you need, what are the sorts of things you might be able to do.
Professor Ryan says women vote at rates that are just as high as men's, and female candidates fare just as well at the ballot box. But there is an uneven picture when it comes to women's roles in political parties. She says many women work behind the scenes, and not as many are encouraged by their parties to put up their hand to run as a candidate. And she says that needs to change.
Women also fare well with the electorate. I'm not sure that there's issues about women being less popular as candidates for electors. I think the issues are around how the political parties operate.
Labor candidate for Deakin, Shireen Morris, is one of the speakers at the Her Vote event and says it's important for people from different backgrounds and with varying life experiences to be presented in politics, so the decisions being made are what is best for the country. She agrees that political parties need to make an effort to make sure their representatives reflect the diversity in Australian society.
We need it across the political spectrum. This is an issue that should transcend left and right, you know. I think there are talented women across the political spectrum, and Parliament would be a better place and the country would be a better place if it reflected our society.
Dr. Morris will be joined by Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek, Liberal Member for Farrer Susan Lee, Independent Candidate for Warringah Zali Steggall, and Liberal Senate Candidate Holly Hughes at the event. Ms. Hughes says there have been great wins over the past decade for women in politics across all parties.
We have had a female Prime Minister. We've had a number of women in significant leadership roles, and Julie Bishop as our Deputy Leader of the Liberal Party. And most recently in New South Wales, we've had our first ever Premier elected in Gladys Berejiklian.
Ms. Brooks agrees that there is change happening in female representation in politics, and says it's because women are now starting to feel they can speak up about issues affecting them, especially in the wake of the Me Too movement. But she says all women have a role in making sure that momentum is maintained.
Women are almost so fed up that they are running now, but I think as a collective, women, whether you're young or old, as a voter, you need to support these women coming through if we do want to make change and if we do want to see more women in cabinet on the front bench speaking for the rest of us.
Kira Jenkins, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.